morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers, and guests, and hi to everybody else who are listening to us from near and far. Today's Monday, 4th of July, and partly cloudy morning in Auroville and 31 degrees Celsius. Today's forecast is to be much warmer than yesterday. Pleasant with periods of clouds and sun, and cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low 27 to high 34, with heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 8 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 14 km per hour. Chance of thunderstorm is on 24%. Moon is new in Cancer. This new moon in Cancer is particularly emotional. You may thinking that doesn't sound like much of a revelation, considering it's the moon in Cancer, with the moon representing our feelings and emotion, and in its home sign, gooey and soft centered Cancer. But also Sun is in Cancer. On Saturday, 9th of July at 3 p.m. at Town Hall, first floor, next to the Auroville security desk, Josh invites us to a meeting, Fresh Fruit Potluck. And here's Josh talking about it. Good morning, Josh, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You announced an event on Saturday with it's written Meeting for all, which means all the people, as I understood, for all the topics. So what is that about? That is on 9th of July, Saturday, yeah, in the afternoon?
Yes. Hopefully that's the first of several meetings. This meeting focusing on how to organize large group discussions and what topics people would be most interested in trying to develop. Mm-hmm. So potentially it will have several levels or subgroups organized behind certain topics, and then those topics are raised up and given, connected with support.
What inspired you to do that?
That's something that I've had great interest in since I was relatively young, from a political, alternative political system standpoint, to developing kind of visions and collaborative community unity, to just trying to promote good projects and work together for good projects. I'm hoping anyone with any interest in sharing several topics or several ideas for how to discuss different topics, or an interest in coming just for the fresh fruit potluck and listening to
fruit potluck. So we're supposed to bring our fruits with us, yeah?
Maybe if people... it's supposed to be the easiest thing that people could bring. So even just one small piece of fruit and just share as much as you have in abundance. And then... Or it's also people are free to come without fruit as well. I have like a huge list of different topics that I'm hoping to share, and so bringing many different topics that you can propose, and then maybe letting the group choose which topics you delve into in more depth is something I suggest for people that come. And the topics that I have prepared and kind of been developing over the last 10 or 20 years are topics on like my own personal collective community vision collaboration ideas, where there's a community that has a large connection on so many things. Auroville as a whole, I think, can represent that community vision, where it's all in different spaces, but maybe even amongst the people that you live together with, you can have a lot of connection and unity and collaboration, so a vision for how you could see even smaller communities connecting. I also have some topics interested on how retaining Auroville status, becoming Aurovillian, the Aurovillian political structure, Aurovillian schools, the outreach schools, open, free, like new systems for boarding schools or opportunities for other people to get those chances to study the things that they like, things about forestry, agriculture, things about sustainable housing development, Other green projects, recycling for the village, cleaning water and trying to work towards cleaner air, talking about vegan, raw food, health, food, also offering these things to the outreach schools or offering raw vegan food in Solar Kitchen on one day a week, potentially building up a system through which Orvillians have opportunities to travel, like new students graduating from high school or something, mm-hmm. building some collaborative travel system for people to experience the world, even if they're raised in Oroville.
Mm-hmm. From all these topics, actually, yeah. there's many. You really prepare a list. It's basically screaming out, let's collaborate, let's really have a community life, no?
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah. Also building up tutoring centers, maybe, for some of the schools. So the possibility of having many more Orvillians contribute just freely to having one day a week where they help out in a tutoring center for an hour or two, helping with any topics that they're interested in.
So similarly, like they're doing for the village of
They have a couple hours a night for some of the village outreach schools, but I think it could work well to have
for us,
especially since it sounds like there's more students who are becoming interested in trying to competitively get access to universities and special types of universities.
It's true.
And other yoga, philosophy, Sattvic culture, many topics.
Let's finish with today.
Yeah.
All the best on Saturday. Let's repeat again, Saturday, 9th of July at 4 o'clock in Town Hall, first floor.
Yeah.
In the Arbor Council room.
Council room.
I think that's the room.
Yeah. So, for the meeting. Other people can bring as many of their topics as possible, and together maybe people can connect to the topics they might want to support and work towards doing something meaningful with. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
On Saturday 9th at 8 p.m. at Visitor Center in International Zone, we are invited to a creative traveling school concert. From Youth Link comes an invitation to participate in the International Youth Day to Oroville Youth, which will take place in Unity Pavilion on Friday 12 and Saturday 13 of August. And you can join in with the art exhibition, project exhibition, performance, and stores. This year's United Nations theme is The Road to 2030, Eradicating Poverty and Achieving Sustainable Production and Consumption. So if you're an Orovillian newcomer, long-term volunteer, or a youth from the immediate Oroville bioregion, you can send them a mail to youth@oroville.org. On 11th of July to 30th of July, it would be a special course in bamboo building and self-awareness camp at Oroville Bamboo Center in Kotokari. So this awareness camp is a three-week immersive learning experience that offers the opportunity to learn the fundamentals of bamboo construction and sustainable living while engaging in a unique self-inquiry in the company of an international team of mentors. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Surrender in Savitri, a video talk of the 6th Dr. M.E. Nadakarni Memorial Lecture held in February 2016 by Jamit Malavala. At Cinema Paradiso, tonight at 8 p.m., we will see Indian Drama, the final funeral ceremony made in India and USA in 2016 by director Ram Reddy. Tomorrow, they will screen German drama, The Wave, made in Germany in 2008 by director Dennis Gansel. And on Wednesday, we can see an interesting documentary action, Pink Skies, made in USA, France, UK 2011 by writer and director Gretchen Gilbert. From The Mother, Volume 15, we read, "You must never forget that the outer person is only the form and the symbol of eternal reality, and that, passing through the physical appearance, it is to this higher reality that you must turn. The physical being cannot become truly expressive of the eternal reality until it is completely transformed by the supramental manifestation. And until then, it is by it passing through it that you must find the truth. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.